Hello, women's wellness community. I am your host, Lucy Cotillon, joined by my lovely co-host, Nahal Horn. This is your space where we are all going through our own personal transformation together. We also hold this space to amplify voices of women everywhere. These conversations will feel like having a warm cup of coffee or tea with a friend. So please go grab yours and let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest, Rozzy Wilson. Now she has a very impressive resume, right? So bio that I'm going to take my time and really read through. So Rozzy Wilson is a seasoned photographer. She's a certified art therapist, trained vaginal steam practitioner, and maker of steam sauna boxes, which we will ask her a lot about that later on in the interview. She created Healing Portraits, which combines therapeutic tools and photography for deep healing work. She's here to tell us all about this work that she does with women and also help us to understand a little bit more about healing portraits and how it can benefit us in our transformational journey. So welcome, Rozzy. How are you feeling today?
Great. I'm so excited to be with you ladies. I love your podcast. It's so great.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you on. Thank you so much for
You.
taking time to spend some time with us today. So let's just dive right in to my first question. So, at what point would you say you discovered your natural gift for healing?
It's interesting. I've always been very interested and fascinated by psychology. Ever since I was younger, just loving the idea of knowing how people think and how relationships work. And these things always fascinated me. I was also really into art, and I found out about art therapy, and I felt really drawn to this idea of using art and psychology. And so I think that from a young age, I wanted to help people. Like, I wouldn't call myself a healer. I feel that everybody has the power to heal themselves. And I think the people out in the world who are calling themselves healers are really kind of guides because they have tools or information that can help individuals with their on their own healing journey. I think that I discovered that I loved helping people, on that journey a long time ago, whether it's like with wellness products that I liked, I would recommend to my friends, or, becoming a vaginal steam practitioner. I always wanted to be empowering women and people in general to heal themselves and to understand themselves better. So I think it's been a long time coming, and just it felt really natural that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
I love that. And I love that you really paid attention to that calling, if you will, your curiosity. Tell us a little bit about the steam sauna boxes and how you're able to create those and how it benefits women.
Yeah, that's a really, really great practice. That's an ancient practice and from every indigenous culture around the world. And even in Europe, women were using herbs and steam to heal, their yonis and uteruses and all the things. So, I created the sauna box with my stepfather, who's a woodworker. We came up with these beautiful little steam cedar boxes that, when you flip them over, they're like a cute little table. But yeah, it's an amazing practice because really there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that it's helping women to fix most of the things that are that they'd go to the gynecologist for. It's kind of like a gynecologist in a box. Like, you have this beautiful little wooden box, and you steam these herb blends that I get from my friend Kelly Lovejoy. She's amazing. She created the vaginal steam certification program, and so she sells these herbs. And so really, like, there's been, women shrinking cysts and fibroids. There's been regulating periods, helping to relieve menstrual cramps, even fertility issues. So it's really helpful for everything, even just for like self-care. You know, this is the most porous skin on our bodies. Mm-hmm. And so you're absorbing all that good, you know, those good herbal benefits, you know, by mm-hmm. sitting on there. So yeah, it's great.
That is so fascinating. And I've only heard about this the last couple of years. So it's almost mm-hmm. like it's having a renaissance, especially with, you know, the trendy treatments and all natural ways to heal yourself. Yes. So it's so cool and interesting that it's gaining, like it's becoming more mainstream.
Yeah, there's some cultures that kept the practice going, like Cambodia and Korea. And so like for, I think it's Cambodia, it's like a 90-day postpartum, every single day you're steaming to help you clear out any stagnation and to get the healing process sped up. So yeah, it's really beneficial.
It's amazing to hear you talk about like different cultures. I am so curious because we did our research, you know, before having you on. We know that you are from the Baha'i faith. Mm-hmm. And I'm so curious. I know we don't have time to go really deep into the Baha'i faith, which I would love to do maybe another podcast. But can you let us know a little bit how you integrate that within your healing practice and with your clients?
Yeah, that's it. Really, it's one of the biggest things that informs my life and my healing practice and just personal and professional life. So the Baha'i faith is really, it's a world faith. It's practiced in every country around the world. It's a pretty young faith. It's only about 178 years old. And mm-hmm. so the main focus of the Baha'i faith is unity, is the elimination mm-hmm. of prejudice. And the two things that I feel really strongly about the Baha'i faith that really made me want to practice this faith were that the importance of justice and the advancement of women. So those two felt really close to my heart. So around justice, you know, we recognize in the world right now and for centuries that the people who are treated poorly, you know, are the women and indigenous people of color. So in order for us to move forward as a civilization, we have to spiritually accept that we're one human family. We have to value everyone's life like our own. And, you know, our healing is intrinsically connected to one another. If you're suffering, I'm suffering. And so this really, I believe, is part of all of our service to the world, is how can we help each other? How can we be part of a community building and heal in community? We can't heal in isolation. We need each other. We need to build communities where everyone's life is important and valuable. And the other one is the advancement of women. So Baha'u'llah, who was the prophet founder of Baha'i faith, he was alive in the late 1800s in Iran. And he was saying women need to be treated equally in order for men to achieve their full potential. Women need to be, you know, treated equally. He said, if you have a son and a daughter and you can only afford to educate one, you educate the girl. It's important for her. She's the first teacher of the child. And we see in societies where the women aren't educated, how those societies aren't flourishing. And there's practices that keep the whole community from maturing and growing. So those are the main ones. I think one other one, sorry, I'll cut it off after this. But the last one is that who, and this is for all of the spiritual practices, it's like, who are we? Are we these physical beings or are we these spiritual beings having a physical experience? You know, so this, with my healing work with women and photography, it's like, let's get back to who we really truly are. You know, we're this divine spirit. We're this whole perfect person. We're not damaged or broken. We're whole. You know, we've just had a lot of physical experiences that have made us feel like we are maybe broken or damaged or something's wrong with us, but that's not the truth. That's not the reality. So those are the main ways that I think the Baha'i faith has really inspired my wanting to be part of, you know, this type of service, you know.
Well, that does make a lot of sense. And that brings me to wanting to understand more about some of the challenges that you feel women face during your sessions while you're going through the healing portrait sessions with women. Is there like a common theme?
Yes, there really is. There really is. The common theme is that, you know, women have been oppressed for thousands of years. We've been made to feel like we're not good enough, and we have been raised in a culture of competition, you know, so there's not a sense of we're in this together. I think there's a lot of like, looking at someone else and saying, well, I don't compare to that and I need to be better. Right. And I think it's around beauty standards. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's a big challenge in feeling like good enough and acceptable, because I mean, society tells us our values and how we look. I mean, that's part of this is how sexism shows up, I believe, in society, is that for women, the value is really placed on our physical appearance first. So I find the theme is that women are really insecure. They hate their bodies. They have a really negative relationship with themselves and their bodies. There's a lack of self-love and acceptance. There's a lot of negative dialogue going on about it. And so I think the biggest challenge I find is that, you know, they don't want to take pictures of them. They don't want to be in photos, you know, especially if a lot of moms, you know, after you have babies, your body changes, you know, and it's really tough to accept that. And so, you know, a lot of women I know shy away from being in photos. And I say, I always tell them, like, please don't let that stop you. Because one day your children are going to look at those photos and they're going to want to see their mother. And they're not going to notice those flaws that you notice. Like most of us, we understand too, like our girlfriend complains about something. We're like, no, you're beautiful. No, that's gorgeous. Like, you know, we don't see the things. We don't see ourselves the way other people see us, you know? So that's the biggest challenge.
I love that you said that we hold ourselves under like a microscope, whereas our friends, our loved ones, they actually see what we radiate every day. And I love that. I love that you get to do that with your clients. Mm-hmm. What are some things that your clients can expect from having a session with you generally?
Yeah. So the healing portrait sessions are a little bit different. So we first decide on what it is we want to work on, what it is my client wants to like address. For some women, they're dealing with sexual trauma and they want to heal in a space where they feel safe, where they can be seen and they can see themselves in this way without being objectified and feel like, you know, that like this is a healthy part of them, not something that's been, you know, exploited or abused. So for some women, we do sensual portraits, like boudoir portraits. Mm-hmm. For other women, it's more of like this is where I'm at now. And so I want to work on like loving my body the way it is now. And I want to make some beautiful pictures of that. So we do like an initial like exploration session. And then we do a photo. The next one is like a photo. We do a photo session. And during the process, throughout all of these times together, I'm using therapeutic tools to really dig up some of that stuff and be able to change the perspective on it and how we can create a different relationship with those wounds. You know, a lot of times we shy away from painful things, but in order to heal, you have to face it and feel it. And you have to really be able to like be honest with yourself about these things. And so then the final session is another, like a processing session. We look at the photos, we see what's coming up. For a lot of women, they look at the photos and they, like you said, under a microscope, nitpick all the things they don't like. And so, you know, I give a lot of photos in the final process so that, because I know we're all really particular. Well, I like this picture, but not that, you know, I like this angle, but not that angle. But also I want them to see, like, find ones that stick out to them that are really great, but also ones that are challenging to look at, because then you can really, it's almost like holding up a mirror. You're like, oh, wow. You know, I really don't like this, or I'm recognizing how I talk about this part of my body is really negative. And so we challenge that dialogue and we try to create a new relationship.
I love this.
I do love that. So what are some of your personal self-care and wellness practices that you do consistently that you'd like to share with us?
Mm. I do vaginal steaming as self-care. I think that that's a really nice practice. I do it like a couple times a month. Just like you do a facial, you know, like you, you know, that's one of the things. I journal, I pray, I meditate, I try to exercise, I try to eat healthy. I've gone back to school and I feel like this is an interesting part of self-care that we don't really talk about is like discipline or like doing like self-enrichment, things like that, where I feel like it was really empowering for me to, you know, go back to school to get my master's and to
be
doing.
Congratulations. That's huge.
Yeah. Thanks. Yay. Yeah. So I'll be a licensed clinical mental health counselor when I'm done. So.
Wow.
Right now I have my art therapy certificate, which is what and so I'm using these tools to, you know, with my clients, but yeah, so that's exciting. I mean, that I think spending time with my friends to me is really self-care, laughing as much as I can, you know, those things. That's my practice.
I love that you said laughing. Laughter is one of the best medicines.
Really legitimate.
It is. It's such a great thing. I laugh all the time. I laugh at myself. I'm not to take myself too seriously. I don't know. I just feel like it keeps life a little light, you know, because things are always happening.
Such a good practice. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I'm really intrigued about the steaming the box. Mm-hmm. Where can we purchase it or find it?
I have Maui V-Steam, Maui, like Hawaii. Maui V-Steam is my website and my Instagram, and you can buy boxes on there. I have also all of the things that you need to go with it. I send people to Steamy Chick for their herbs because she's got the best blends of herbs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll add all those links to the description. So that way, that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to have to get one. My birthday's next month, so on the list.
Yeah, give to yourself. That's a great thing. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we like to end each of our episode, our conversations with this one last question. You're welcome to close your eyes if you feel comfortable to do so. If you, Rozi, were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
I would say that every struggle that comes in your life, to approach it as a moment, an opportunity for growth, and not run away from it. To really embrace it.
I love it. As if we chose it. That's really good. I love it. Now, where can we find you?
Get down the wrong sneeze. Went down the wrong. You okay? It went down the wrong windpipe. That happens to me too.
I know. And it's like one of those things where you cannot stop it.
That happened to me yesterday because I'm still getting over the sickness and I was laughing. And then I started coughing and I couldn't stop in like 2 minutes.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
So you can find me at rozifoto.com and on Instagram at Rozi Wilson Photography.
Okay. I am so excited for Lucy because I know she booked a session with you. She's on the West Coast right now. So she's closer to you. So Lucy's going to have to share those photos.
Oh, yeah.
All of us. So excited.
And go ahead. Oh, sorry. On my website, under Healing Portraits, you can see examples of the photos.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for you.
So let's wait for it. It's going to be a great session. I already know.
You have a theme?
Yeah, what's our theme, Rozzy?
Earth goddess.
What else?
Queen of the earth. Queen mother.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right? So does that sound good? Does that sound right to you?
Oh,
Lisa?
Yeah, that sounds perfect. That's exactly it.
Oh man, it's going to be so fun.
I'm really excited. Yeah. So on my Instagram, Rozzy Wilson Photography is where you can see like up to date stuff that's going on.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Rozzy. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you, Rozzy.
Sharing this beautiful space with you.
We wish you
continued success and good luck with grad school. We know how that gets, but you got this. And if you need any pointers, just reach out to Nahal and I. We've been through it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. You guys are so great.
Wishing you all the best. And to our listeners, our viewers now, right? So sending you all so much love.
Bye, guys.
Until the next time.
Lots of love. Bye, Rozzy. Yes.